Now will you notice, it says, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Now will you notice this? Many very worthy commentators condemn these men. They say they shouldn't have gone fishing. Simon Peter shouldn't have said that. Well, the Lord Jesus did not rebuke them when he appeared to them. He didn't say, Well, why didn't you wait for me? And it's Bishop Ryle who wrote, I see no harm whatever in Peter's conduct in this particular incident. Now, they were there by his commandment. He told them to go to Galilee. And it was springtime in Galilee. It's the Easter season. Warm zephyrs from the south that made ripples near the shore, and there were white caps out on the Sea of Galilee, and the surrounding hills were green, and there were wild flowers in profusion. You say, how do you know? I was there a few days after Easter, several years ago, and this is the way it was then, and I suppose 1900 years ago was even prettier than it is. And we're told that they entered into the ship. I do not know whose it was, but that boat was idle. It was their boat. And I think they waited and waited and waited, and Simon Peter would be the one to become very impatient. He'd paced up and down. Finally, after he'd waited and looked up and down the shore and said, Well, the Lord hasn't come, and he just blurted out, I go a-fishing. And six others voted yes. They did not, friends, sit down and twiddle their thumbs. I think idleness hurts the cause of God today more than anything else. You can never catch fish while lying on a feather bed, and you cannot throw a net from an armchair. And we have today very many armchair coaches. They're Monday morning quarterbacks. They're bleacher umpires. And by the way, they're pew preachers. And when I say pew, it's P-E-W, but it could be spelled the other way. There are many today that can sit in the pew and tell the preacher how he ought to do it, you know. Thank God that there are some that get up out of the pew and they go out to go fishing for him today. And maybe they do blunder. Maybe they didn't wait for orders, but thank God they're out doing something for God today. And very frankly, we have too many fundamentalists sitting on the sidelines who are actually doing nothing to get the Word of God out, but they're criticizing. God have mercy on their souls. Now, these men went out, and I want to say to you, our Lord never condemned them for that. But you know what happened? They went into the ship and they fished all night, and you know how much they caught? They caught nothing. And Dr. Scott always said, this is the failure of the experts. You see, these men were piscatologists. That means they sure knew how to fish, because that's the way they made their living. They knew all the methods. But that night a failure was in the plan and purpose of God for them. You see that God says today that we are to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and that rivers of water is the Word of God, and that we bring forth our fruit in our season. We don't always catch fish, but we ought to be fishing. And we live in a day when everything is measured by the yardstick of materialism. Mathematics is the language of success. And statistics are the inspired word today and the Bible of the world. And I guess I'm as guilty as the rest of them. We always like to give numbers today. And I must say, on this radio program, we more or less measure it like that. But they didn't catch a fish all night. And that just added to their impatience, their disappointment. They were restless at first, and now they're more restless, and frustration has seized them. In fact, now we have the frustration of the problem children. You know, it's easy to fish when you catch fish. It's difficult to fish when you're not. That's the reason I've always sympathized with old Noah. He preached 120 years and never had a convert. I would have quit long before 120 years. it would have been 120 days, and I would have turned in my resignation to the Lord. But here, will you notice, we find that they've had this bad night of fishing, but it's morning now. Must have been a glorious morning there at the Sea of Galilee that morning I was there. I just felt like shouting when I thought of this incident.